There's preclinical data to suggest that anti-EGFR therapy may be anti-angiogenic. Drugs like C225 and Iris or gefitinib have been shown to reduce VEGF expression in preclinical models. And there's also EGFR receptors on endothelial cells in some models, and there are VEGF receptors on breast cancer tumor cells in some models. And with that preclinical data, we are looking at erlotinib and bevacizumab in breast cancer. And I presented a phase 2 study at ASCO in 2004. That combination is also being looked at in non-small cell lung cancer and in renal cell cancer and looks promising.
Can you talk about what you presented at ASCO?
Yeah, sure. Well, I presented really preliminary results of a phase 2 pilot trial looking at this combination of erlotinib and bevacizumab. Women had metastatic breast cancer. They had to have measurable disease and were treated with at least one chemotherapy, but not more than two chemotherapies for metastatic disease. We're trying to look at the combination in women who are less heavily pretreated. And I presented data on 18 patients who were evaluable for response. We saw one partial response, which by RECIST is 30% or more shrinkage of target lesions. And she has now had about an 80% reduction in a chest wall mass and nodal metastases. And she's had a very durable response for about 15 months. So it's pretty impressive. We don't know if it's due to single agent bevacizumab, which we do know has some activity, or the combination. There are a few other patients who are creeping near partial response, but right now we just have the one partial response in many people with stable disease.
What about side effects and toxicity?
The side effects we see are secondary to the anti-EGFR therapy. We see skin rash and diarrhea. Skin rash occurs in about 3/4 of patients and can be treated in the majority with some oral tetracycline. The diarrhea is very controllable with Imodium, and typically patients can push through these side effects and they improve on their own. The bevacizumab is very well tolerated. You see hypertension in about 15 to 20% of patients that can be well controlled with medication. There's occasional proteinuria, but it's not clinically significant. And overall, it's well tolerated, no infusion reactions, minimal bleeding. And we hope that bevacizumab will be a strong addition to our armamentarium in breast cancer. E2100 is a very large ECOG trial looking at weekly paclitaxel with a randomization to bevacizumab or just Taxol alone. And that trial has finished accrual. We'll hopefully present in a year or so. And of course, I want it to be positive, but I'm very excited, particularly because bevacizumab adds to first-line chemotherapy in colon cancer. And I think that it would be a wonderful addition.
Yeah, actually, I just interviewed Kathy Miller for this series, and we chatted about, of course, the first line, the 2100
yes.
study. We've been working with Herb Hurwitz in our colorectal series. Actually, we also work with Alan Sandler in lung cancer, so it seems like sort of the big three of breast, lung, and colon are moving in that direction.
I presented right after Alan Sandler at ASCO. He presented erlotinib and bevacizumab, and then I presented the same combination in breast cancer. And unfortunately, the commentator said this is an interesting experience where response rates were higher in lung cancer than they were in breast cancer. And I work with, you know, many of those people, sort of float in the same groups.
I'm curious about this one woman. Can you talk a little bit more about where was the site of disease and was she symptomatic?
I think she had a good performance status. I don't take care of her. She's cared for at UCSF by Dr. Hope Rugo, who's a collaborator and we share in this study. But they had a party for her, and I'm just trying to think. It's at least 15 months that she's had from start of treatment that she's had this partial response with mediastinal nodes and chest wall disease.
I don't suppose you're sending any tumor specimens down the hall to your colleague Vince Miller to see if they have the EGFR mutations, or are you?
We are. So we did test, and I presented that we looked at her tumor for her EGFR mutation status, and it was normal.
Huh.
She did not have a mutation in exons 18 through 24.